This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance.
This is Reverend Caesar. I thank you for allowing me again to come into your home to minister to you, to spread the good news of salvation. It is a pleasure indeed, and that God has really called me to be a servant for Him. I would like to talk to you this evening on finding the power. Finding the power which is in miracles. There are many that claim that there is a God, but live their lives as if God does nothing supernatural on the earth and can do nothing outside of natural laws and the works of man. Even if they like to fondly call themselves Christians, they keep the God of creation in some sort of a box in the heavens where He can accomplish nothing in His own creation. They claim to be people of faith, but the only faith they display is in humanistic works. Many live their lives like Christian atheists, and the term applies because they make God non-existent by denying that He has supernatural power on earth. In John 14:12-14, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father and will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." In Matthew 10:8, Jesus said to His followers, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." This means that Christ not only worked miracles Himself, but gave power to others to do the same. Did Christ claim or calm the storm, walk on water, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead? His disciple Peter did, and so should we. We should all work great miracles. No miracle is beyond the power of God. All that we are and need to have is faith. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 25-31, it says, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, let me come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter came down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Jesus is clearly saying here that if you or your faith is strong enough and believe that it is possible to walk on water, you can. But Peter, he was looking at things as men see them, overcome with fear of the storm. He lost faith. We see the horrifying events of the last days unfolding all around us. Tyranny, war, disease, corruption, and sin are spiraling out of control. But we can walk through this nightmare untouched by it if we have faith. The success that we should have in our prayers is seen in that Jesus said, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." And if Jesus said that, we can do greater works than these, because I go unto my Father, he means just exactly that. He is with his Father now, making intercession for our sin. So if we believe his word, we can now do greater works. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 to 40, it says, "That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' And leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. And a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern of the boat sleeping on a cushion. And so the disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Peace, be still.' and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He then said to his disciples, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Jesus, by asking, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" is saying here that his disciples' faith was lacking, being frightened by the storm. The storm represents the world and all the satanic influences in it. The disciples' fear and doubt represents Christians today who doubt the power of God to protect us, heal every sickness, and calm the storm that surrounds us. If your faith is strong enough and believe it is possible to calm the storm, you can. In the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 16 to 19, it says, "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.' So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God Almighty." God is working miracles today. But if people today don't believe in the impossible, they won't get very far. The Bible says, "For with God all things are possible." People can confess this with the mouth, but not really believe. If Moses thought like man today, he would have failed in using God's power to part the Red Sea. Many who call themselves Christians have believed in the faithless doctrine that is as though in most churches today. That is Satan's greatest deception. If you cast all doubt from your mind and believe in the power of the living God, all things are possible. All things are possible. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, verses 22 to 26, Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your sins and trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. My friends, we don't have the perfect relationship and obedience to God that Christ had. But through him, we are made acceptable to God and have access to all of God's power that Christ revealed to us. God does not want us to be physically or mentally sick. He does not want us to be poor. He does not want us to be living in slavery to sin. He wants us to be healthy in every way. And Christ demonstrates this repeatedly. God wants us to live in his paradise and in that state in this life and the next. And through faith, we can. We just have to believe. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, it says, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Many miracles by the apostles are recorded in the book of Acts. For example, Peter healed a lame man at the temple. In Acts chapter 3, verse 7-11, God answered Peter in a miraculous earthquake. Signs and wonders continue to be done by the apostles. Peter healed many from various cities that came around. They even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and pallets so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on any one of them. Also, the people from the cities in the vicinity of Jerusalem were coming together, bringing people who were sick or afflicted with unclean spirits. And they were all being healed. In Acts chapter 5, 15-16, the prison doors were opened by an angel. Acts chapter 5, 19, Stephen wrought great wonders and signs. In Samaria, Philip did great miracles and signs. You find that in Acts chapter 8, verses 6, 7, and 13. The Lord appeared to Saul, but Saul is unsaved until he responds to the preaching of the gospel by Ananias. Ananias healed Saul's blindness. Peter healed Aeneas. In Joppa, Peter raised Dorcas from the dead. In Acts chapter 9, 39-42. A prison gate was miraculously opened Paul perform great miracles in Iconium. Lystra, Paul healed a crippled man. Paul healed a woman possessed by evil spirits. So the miraculous earthquake unloosed all the chains and doors in Philippian prison. In Acts chapter 16, verse 26, in Ephesus, 12 men spoke in tongues and prophesied. Paul performed other miracles in Ephesus. In Troas, Paul raised Tychicus from the dead. Paul was not affected by the viper at Militia. He also healed those on the island who were diseased. In John chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." In John chapter 16, verse 23, it says, "And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." My brothers and sisters, all I'm telling you here today is about the miraculous work that Jesus did. He also did another miracle, turning water into wine. The Bible said Jesus walked upon the water, called Peter to him, and Peter was walking until he took his eyes off Jesus. Jesus also told them that if they have faith as a grain of mustard seed, they can tell the mountain, "Go here," or "Go there," and it will obey. My brothers and sisters, all we need to have is faith. And faith is necessary in our today's world. If you don't have faith, and if you don't have patience to wait, you will get up and leave. And there is an old saying, hasty climbers have sudden falls. I pray today that the Lord God Almighty will strengthen your faith and believe in his work, and that you will come to know him as Lord and Savior. Why don't you give him a chance in your life and exercise the faith that he will be giving you? Please, I beckon you to give Christ a chance in your life so that he can work miracles in you through your faith to him. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word has gone through, and you have used me as a conduit and a mouthpiece. I pray those that will be listening, Lord, hearts would be moved by your divine word. Lord, touch their hearts. May you eradicate their lives and bring stability upon them. Bless their husbands, bless their wives, bless their children. Protect them with the blood of the Lord Jesus, and cover them with your Holy Spirit. Father and God, what they do not see with their physical eyes, I pray, Lord, that you will open their spiritual eyes and strengthen their faith. Lord God, I pray and ask you to bless the radio station, BBS Radio. Bless these brothers, bless their business. May you continue to prosper them and cover them with your precious blood. And when they sometimes, you know, run against difficulties, may you give them the wisdom, Lord Jesus, to deal with situations. Grant them the serenity to accept the things they cannot change and the wisdom to know the difference. I ask you, in Jesus' name, amen. Bless you all. God bless you all. Amen and amen.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved."